but it's one that is very rewarding. Since I last spoke to you, I don't know how many referrals we've had, but in the last year we've had over 50. And Suzanne and I can only take 40 clients between us over the year, 40 new clients. So we're actually looking for a new debt coach to work alongside us because the need is so great. Normally we have like a 4 to 6 week waiting list, but over the last year that's been 12 weeks. And it's awful to have to say to somebody, thank you for plucking up the courage to make an appointment, but actually I can't see you for 3 months. That's no good. So please be in prayer with us for the right person to be raised up to do this work with us. In the last year, we've seen 12 households go debt-free, which is wonderful. At head office, each day, they celebrate those who've gone debt-free that day by blowing harmonicas and doing a Mexican wave around the office. And we show new clients a video of this right at the beginning and say, one day we will do that celebration for you. They think we're mad, but it just shows that it's not just a call centre, it's people who really care about them and who want them to become debt-free. And it's such a relief for those people to have a fresh start. They've got money in the bank, they've got a budget that's workable, and they've got a fresh start free from debt. So that is lovely. We do come across some heart-rending situations. Physical and mental ill health, children being taken into care, that sort of thing. I even attended one client's funeral last year. But there are also heartwarming stories too. People having their debts paid off for them, and specific answers to prayer. And in this last year, we've also reopened the CAP Job Club. It's now based at Millmead. It's in its first course, is sort of halfway through. They had about 5 people to start with. One has had to drop out because he's got a job, which is wonderful. So it's good to see that working. The other CAP service that's working in the town is Life Skills, CAP Life Skills course running at St Saviour's. It's a course that just helps people who are living on a very low income to manage their lives. And not just their money, although we teach them to cook on a budget and shop on a budget, but also how to manage their relationships and that sort of thing. And it helps people to have another way into the church and become part of the community. And of course, you're running the CAP Money courses here. If you've never been on a CAP Money course, I would recommend it to you, even if you're not in debt or struggling in any way. It's just a good way of taking stock of your finances, thinking, where does it all go? Where should it be going? So I would recommend that to you. But today, as you've already heard, we want to talk about the message of hope that CAP brings to people. I'd like to start by introducing you to Stuart, who, following an accident, was left severely immobile and unable to work. Debts mounted, leaving Stuart searching through supermarket bins for food, and at his absolute lowest, considering suicide. And right now, 14 million people in our nation, like Stuart, are living in poverty. And poverty arrives like an illness in the family. You have no power to change the situation, and it grinds you down until any flicker of hope is completely extinguished. And as you know, CAP works with local churches all over the UK to connect with these broken people whose lives have been devastated by poverty through debt, unemployment, dependencies, and low income. But what unique ingredient does CAP have that changes thousands of lives? What do we as the local church here in Guildford carry? What do we bring of Jesus? Well, we have hope. Every single person in this country, in our community, who's struggling with debt or poverty, desperately needs hope to walk into their situation. And that's why CAP's core message is always hope. It permeates everything that we do. And as Christians, we are carriers of hope because Jesus is with us Hope is with us wherever we go. Like Cap, I truly believe that the local church is the hope of the world because we are the hands and feet of Jesus in our communities, the ultimate bringer of hope. So today I'm going to show you how you can join CAP's mission. And let's start by hearing from Stuart, who in the midst of hopelessness opened the door to CAP and had hope walk in. So let's watch the film.
You can see it happening. You can see the water rising. You can see the depth you're in. You know, try and tread water, but there's nobody there. Nobody there. I tried refinancing, remortgaging. That's where the debt started. I had an accident and I slipped 2 discs in my vertebrae. So then I wasn't able to work. I was diagnosed with degenerative disc disorder, lumbar 4 and 5, which means my 2 discs at the bottom just totally disintegrated. I used to have a bed downstairs because obviously I couldn't walk. I'd turn myself on my side, bring my knees to my chest, fall onto the floor, crawl into the downstairs toilet, get myself up that way. It took me about 30 minutes to go 3 or 4 meters. You go to bed at night crying, praying you don't wake up because you can't cope no more. You're not eating food, you're eating dog food. You know, you're scraping the bins at back of Tesco's to try and find something to eat because you've got nothing. I found it very easily to consider suicide, but it was a fault of my children. That was the only thing that brought me back from that despair. I can't leave my children without a dad. I was introduced to CAP. A gentleman called Terry turned up. And that was the very first sign of hope that I had. I gave him all my debt paperwork. We sat there for 1.5 hours going through all the paperwork, what debts I've actually got. And he says, Stuart, don't worry. We are here to help. And I thought, oh wow, okay. Just that reassurance of somebody being there who's listening. So we'll sit down together, go through what debts I actually have, the list all my debts, send it off to Bradford head office, contacting my debtors for me and making an offer on my behalf. Now I know there's no other service out there that does that. Nobody comes out to you and helps you. So at that evening, Terry and Jonathan prayed. I was like, yeah, right, whatever. And I started getting tingling. And then one morning, I didn't think about it. Just got out of bed, walked to the toilet, and I just realised what I'd done. I physically got out of my bed, which I haven't done for 18 years without falling on the floor, and walked to the toilet 3 days after Jonathan laid his hands on me. So, who am I to say? All I know is I know that Jesus has done that. Freely and unheartedly, I says to him, I want to be your disciple. And in the October last year, I was baptized. So I was declared debt free 6 months ago because of CAP. Oh, the power of that, to be out of debt, to be told you are debt free, is such a gift. It really is a gift to owe nobody nothing. I mean, it's the first time in my life I've not owed anybody help. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I've never known it, which was fantastic.
Wow, I will never lose the impact of seeing a life transformed when hope walks in. I just want to take this opportunity on behalf of everybody involved in Christians Against Poverty to say a huge thank you to you, our partner churches. Without your faithfulness, without your heart for your local community, or your love of the poor, your generosity, your desire to make sure that the poor are at the top of your agenda, no life will be changed through the work of CAP. If you're running a debt centre, I hope you're inspired to see those clients going debt-free. If you're running a job club or a fresh start or one of our life skills courses, whatever you're doing, whether you're running the courses, whether you're just volunteering, whether you're a support worker, whether you're a giver, whatever you're doing, listen, I want to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of CAP, but more importantly, thank you on behalf of the lives that are transformed as hope walks in. We could not do this without you. Hey, we've a massive journey here in the UK. We want to open new services right across our country in other churches. And we'd ask you that you would consider later on if you would support the wider vision of Christians Against Poverty to reach as many as we can, as fast as we can, by becoming a regular giver and joining tens of thousands of others that have made Christians Against Poverty possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Story from Stuart is very moving. I've seen it so many times, and yet every time I see his smile at the end, my heart lifts, and it's lovely to see that smile on the face of my clients from time to time as well. So I want to talk about four messages of hope that CAP brings to people. And the first message is, you're not alone. Some people in their darkest moments honestly believe that they're destined to live trapped in poverty forever. They feel isolated and hopeless. And CAP arrives with the confident expectation that the situation can change. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 7 describes the firm hope that comfort will replace suffering. That message not only opens the door to hope, it flings it wide, and hope floods into our clients' lives. They feel safe and supported. They feel part of something bigger than themselves. And hope walks in. The second message of hope is that CAP service works. For so many of our clients, everything that's happened to them in the past screams failure. They truly think that nothing exists that's able to make a difference in their lives. But we show them that the truth is so different. When we teach a client in a fresh start session that they're not defined by their dependency, hope walks in. And when we show a job club member that their life experience is valuable to an employer, hope walks in. When a debt help client no longer receives calls from creditors and knocks on the door from bailiffs, hope walks in. And the third message of hope is, we believe in you. Last year, we had 6 of our clients come to know Jesus for themselves for the first time. And I sat next to one lady who was at one of our client events, and before the speaker had even started speaking, she turned to me and said, I need to talk to you about going to church. I said, yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. And she listened to the talk and she gave her life to God at the end. And she gave me a Christmas card this year that said, thank you for believing in me and not giving up on me. She doesn't know, but I had actually been quite close to giving up on her, because I had nagged her for months for paperwork, and she just ignored me and didn't answer my calls. But suddenly she was ready to engage, and I think probably in the next couple of weeks she is going to be debt-free. But I know that even greater than that, she is now free in Christ. And she's attending our Alpha course. So that's just wonderful. But so many people in poverty have only ever heard that they'll never amount to anything. But God has plans for us to give us a hope and a future. And the most amazing truth is, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And CAP opens all its services in partnership with local churches across the UK. Hundreds of congregations have declared that they will be the ones to bring hope in their community to those crushed by poverty. The frontline workers like me in our partner churches tell people, you can do this. You can have a future free from debt. You can get a job. We believe in you. And imagine being encouraged in this way after a life of believing that you're worthless. Every client who connects with a CAP service is offered the safety net of a local church community. They suddenly have a whole family to encourage them and tell them that God loves them. When broken people are told about their God-given value, hope walks in. And of course, there is the hope of salvation. No life is beyond Jesus' redeeming power. And when Christians are living a life that reflects that, people can sense it. And CAP is committed to be the best reflection of who Jesus is, to show that God's church is relevant to the communities that we serve. We're showing a hurting world that God is love and forgiveness and compassion, a God of salvation. And as Christians like you, CAP workers not only bring hope, but leave hope. And the hope we leave doesn't disappoint. As a result of CAP's work, more than 1,000 people make a personal commitment to Christ every year. And CAP is a ministry that's seeing God's kingdom brought to earth. And today I want to invite you to become a part of that. We are really grateful to you for your financial support for the CAP Centre in Guildford. But the national movement is only possible because of around 29,000 Christians who've said yes to playing their part. I think it says 28,000 on my banner, but it's gone up since that was printed. So we call those people life changers, because that's exactly what they're doing. And I would always say to you, please look to the local church first of all for your giving. Please give to your local church. But if you have anything spare, I would like to ask you to join with this God-inspired ministry today and to make a monthly donation and become a life changer. A regular donation of £5 a month means we can bring hope to one new person, one new steward each month. And whatever you give, it will enable someone who's currently living in isolation and despair through poverty to find hope. So if you would like to give in that way, please fill in the form that I hope you were given when you came in, one of these sort of peachy coloured ones, and let me have it afterwards. But if you would like to help in a practical way, please come and talk to me about being a befriender. When I go out on visits to clients, I always take with me somebody from one of the local churches, and there are a couple of people here who come out on visits with me. And I can't visit without them. I'm not allowed to go on my own. So we always need befrienders who will come along, come on the visits and befriend. It is what it says on the tin. Just be a friend to people. And then you earn the right to invite them to your curry night or your men's breakfast or your alpha course or whatever you've got going on. And it's great to hear how much you have got going on. So please, if you have some time to spare during the day, come and talk to me afterwards about getting involved in that way. If you're able to give financially, then I have a free book for you. I'm aware you've done a lot of form filling already today, but if I can ask you to fill in another one, even if you just want to join our mailing list, then I can give you a free book. But thank you for choosing to be part of God's ministry through CAP. And with your support today, hope will continue to walk in and transform lives now and for eternity. Thank you for listening.